WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
First, there were three tenors, then three Irish tenors, now three African-American performers, known as three Motenors, are featured on a PBS program airing this month. They also have a new CD. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz recently went to a Three Motenors concert in Boston. He has this review.
African-American women singers didn't have it easy getting into opera. Marian Anderson broke the color barrier at the Met only in 1955. Since then, there's been a steady stream of superstars, from Leontine Price to Shirley Verrett to Jesse Norman. Black male singers have had an even harder time. And though things are changing, they're changing slowly. The telecast and CD of Three Mo Tenors attempts to remedy that situation, though the versatility of the three stars gets more emphasis than actual opera singing. And frankly, only one of them excels in opera. The tenors are Roderick Dixon, Victor Trent Cook, who was nominated for a Tony Award in Smokey Joe's Cafe, and the marvelous veteran Thomas Young. He's so admired by contemporary composers like John Adams and Anthony Davis that numerous roles have been written for him, sometimes even more than one in the same opera. He was chilling, for example, as both black Muslim spiritual leader Elijah Muhammad and a seductive hustler named Street in Davis's Life and Times of Malcolm X. Three Mo Tenors mixes opera with Broadway, sizzling jazz, blues, soul — the tenors do a terrific send-up of Gladys Knight and the Pips — gospel, and spirituals. Crammed into an hour, the TV version doesn't have quite the free spirit exuberance that got the small but wildly enthusiastic audience singing and clapping along when the tenors kicked off their tour in Boston. Still, it's an entertaining, relatively ungimmicky hour. Even watching the rehearsed participation of the audience at New York's Hammerstein Ballroom is fun, though it's not as much fun as actually being there. While opera gets short shrift, the shadow of one of the original three tenors, Luciano Pavarotti, looms especially large in the programming here, beginning with the inevitable three tenors version of Verdi's most famous tenor aria.
La donna è mobile, qual piuma il vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero. Sembra una amabile, leggiato roviso, in bianco in riso, è menzognero.
La donna è mobile, qual piuma il vento, muta d'accento.
There's also Pavarotti's theme song, Puccini's Nessun Dorma, which Young sings with an unshowy seriousness, and the aria with the nine high C's from Donizetti's Daughter of the Regiment, the one that first brought Pavarotti to international attention. Roderick Dixon sings it accurately, but not without effort. He's no serious competition for the master. His strong voice is well suited for Broadway, though. The one show song left in the telecast is the high-minded but sentimental anthem Make Them Hear You from Ragtime, which Dixon appeared in.
The lyrics of the next song echo the sentiments of African-American tenors, past, present, and future. Go out and tell the story, let it echo far and wide, make them hear you, make them hear you. How justice was our battle and how justice was denied. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight, that sometimes there are battles that are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you. Go out and tell.
Victor Trent Cook, more a countertenor than a tenor, is most at home singing in a jazzy falsetto. His rendition of the spiritual Were You There is too over the top to feel genuine, but his live-wire, zoot-suited, hip-swiveling impersonation of Cab Calloway in Minnie the Moocher is a showstopper.
Hello! How you doing, New York? We're so happy you came out tonight. This is a song made famous by the late, great Cab Calloway. A one, a two, a one, two, three, and... Now here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down, a hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest frail. But Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, hidey, ho!
Hidey, hidey, ho!
On stage, Three Mo Tenors was primarily, and rightly, a showcase for Thomas Young's phenomenal versatility. He's the real artist. On TV, he's more like one of the guys. There's still a glimpse of his wide range, though, which encompasses, along with opera, America the Beautiful, astonishing scat, and his own arrangement of Annie Ross and Wardell Gray's deranged Twisted. Three Mo Tenors is the brainchild of Marion J. Caffey, who starred as Jelly Roll Morton on Broadway. His official bio says he is now, quote, completely dedicated to conception, writing, and directing. I hope his future conceptions include lots more Thomas Young.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed the Three Mo Tenors CD and their concert, which is being broadcast this month on the PBS Great Performance series. For Terry Gross, I'm Neil Conan.